Don't get the giggles.
Oh.
Foamy's got the giggles, uh-oh.
Oh, what was... There was something at school once, all the staff in my class, we just couldn't stop laughing. A child said or did something that was just impossible not to laugh at. Oh, I'm remembering that now. Okay, I'm going to mute my mic for a second. You can carry on.
Okay, Foamy's going to go away to laugh then.
In the meantime, welcome to Let's... Ah, fuck. Welcome... I think I'm doing a Let's Play.
Should have a blooper fail. Blooper fail, yeah.
Welcome to part 4 of the All Hallows 2013 podcast. I am Deck Hiller, and we're going to go ahead and rank the top 10 games of this contest as determined by our panel of judges, and then we'll go over the top game of each category based on the judges' consensus. All right.
Hi, I'm still Fomar0153. Still Fomar0153, yeah.
And Kaz, are you still Kaz?
No, I'm Steve now.
Oh, yeah, I see this coming.
And Star Skipping? Are you still...
I'm Greggles now.
Greggles, okay, so we have... What was it? Fomar0153, we have...
Steve
and Greggles here as the panel of judges. And I am Durky.
No, you're Kentona.
Oh, I'm Kentona, excuse me. I have morphed into Kentona. The secret is out. Okay, so what was number 10 on the top 10 list for games? Drumroll.
That was Teenage Costume Squad by Craze.
Congratulations, Craze, on number 10. And what was number 9?
Deathwish, yay!
Congratulations, Deathwish. Number 8.
List. I don't have a list here.
Here, I'll paste it.
Thanks.
Number 8 was IMU.
Yay, congratulations.
There we go.
Number 7?
Number 7 was Subject.
Woohoo!
Number 6?
Was Susie and Freedom.
Yay!
It's a me.
And now we're in the top 5. Number 5.
My Mario reference failed, miserable.
Rust and Blood.
And number 4?
Zephyr Skies.
That leaves us down to the top 3. And in third place is...
Luna City.
Congratulations to Luna City for third place. And now we're down to the top 2. In second place, judges...
God of Crawling Eyes.
Congratulations. And now, the best game, the number 1 game, according to our judges, for the entire contest. The,
Free... 2, 1...
Resident Evil!
Oh. Yay, I won! Thank you. I'd like to thank my family, my friends. I'd like to thank God, first and foremost.
I'd like to thank your large bribes.
Thank all the little people.
No, but in all honesty, what was number 1?
I probably would say Halloween Bash, but...
Yeah, it was
Halloween Bash.
Yeah,
it was.
Halloween Bash. Yeah. Okay.
It was consistently in our top 2.
Well, it was my top 1, and it was your top 2.
Yeah. I mean, it was consistently, like, we're all very happy. I mean, it was a fantastic game.
Well, congratulations. Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Rachel.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
And Mackie.
To, what was it again? Halloween Bash. Congratulations to Halloween Bash for winning first place and a $100 Steam gift card to the creator. Who created that game?
Rachel and Mackie,
Rachel.
I think.
Okay, I'm going to have to do a lot of editing here. All right, well, congratulations to them. All right, so that rounds out the top 10. And let's go ahead and talk about the best game in each category.
Why doesn't Greggles start us off?
Yeah,
Greggles, why don't
again?
You start off with the best Ghost Story game?
It was When the Bell Tolls.
Sounds like a Metallica song. Da-na-na-na.
Should be.
I think it was like When the Bell Tolls. It's like da-na. Okay, so Kaz, what about non-fiction horror?
She's Steve.
Oh, and best non-fiction horror... Yeah, I'm Steve now. You have to call me correctly. It was Susie and Freedom.
Yay.
Congratulations. And from what I heard from your review, that game actually had some choices that let you change history a little bit, change the outcome.
No, there were no real choices.
Oh, okay.
That was my peeve with it. That you were given the illusion of choices, but none of them actually mattered, like what you did. You still got caught. I think you did really change anything. It was a story... But because there was the gameplay around it and the choices, that's why it fell short for me.
Okay, well,
Okay.
Sorry. Derailed us.
Fomar0153, what was the best Halloween comedy game?
Oh, that was Halloween Bash. Should we burst into song again?
We should.
Groftsy the Wizard.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. Oh, okay.
I only know that line and the first bit with the road.
Same.
All right.
So yeah, Monster Attack, yeah? I am you.
Congratulations. And Steve, over here, will tell us the best survival horror game.
It was The God of Crawling Eyes again.
Well, there you have it. That's a wrap. We have our top 10, we have our best of each category, and all that's left to tabulate is the People's Choice Award, and that voting will be going on for the next couple days, because I completely dropped the ball on that and did not remind everyone to vote.
Unlike the judges, who've been awesome, by the way.
Yes, the judges have been awesome here. You guys did a great job. It was a very big award. We still are awesome.
We have been an all-British judging panel.
That's the only reason I'm in on this podcast, is to balance out the accents a little bit.
There'll be subtitles afterwards.
Yeah, it does need us. It needs a transcript.
Or a dub. I think next time we should just all put on American accents.
I can't do accents. I'm useless. Occasionally the Brummy in me comes out.
Oh god, not the Brummy.
Yeah, careful, it'll come out.
This has to be the shortest part. It's only 7 minutes in. So we have to talk about something else now, I guess.
Should we go back to talking about Britain and America?
We could talk about feces again.
Oh yeah,
people would want to hear about fecal matter.
I don't know. You'd be very surprised by some of the stories that happened with our nappies. Did you know baby wipes don't get dissolved in the stomach? They come out whole.
I don't know what.
No, they come straight out. And toys, they all come out. Everything comes out.
Well, we gather that much at least.
How about we talk about your favorite British cuisine? Like, favorite
Oh,
dishes.
God, there's no good stuff.
What about chicken tikka masala? That's British.
That doesn't
British
count.
Chips. Isn't that, like, half Indian, though?
It was invented in this country, I'm pretty sure.
I love tikka masala. Tikka masala anything. Korma? Like, we have
I'm sorry, Greggles, I didn't hear you.
Chicken korma? That's nice.
No, I don't like coconut.
Korma's great.
What about hummus? I'm not hummus, haggis.
Haggis is
the Scottish.
It's absolutely great. I love haggis.
I've never had it.
You sure? Do you want me to send you some?
Yes, please do.
Okay, just give me the address and I'll send you some.
What about the egg classic British breakfast? Egg and chip, right?
Is that British?
It's not that big. Classic,
it's fish and chips, isn't it?
Egg and chip, isn't it? Like eggs and
fish. Yeah, fish and chips is probably a national dish.
Yeah. What about anything Gordon Ramsay cooks?
Oh, we don't talk about him in real life.
We disowned Gordon Ramsay a long time ago.
We hate TV chefs because they take over TV during prime time.
I think Kevin Bacon's doing well here.
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Isn't he an actor? Like in action movies?
Yeah. People have bacon numbers.
And we have those like EE adverts. Don't worry, it's a British thing, it's fine.
Yeah. We could go back to Doctor Who.
Ooh, Doctor Who. A show I still have to see.
Who was your favourite Doctor?
I think in the new series is probably David Tennant. The old series, I would say Paul McCann, but that is a bit of a bridge between the new and the old series, though.
So. Yeah. I quite like Sylvester McCoy was my favourite of the lot. Probably then John Pertwee. And out of the new ones, probably David Tennant, but it is very close between him and Matt Smith.
Yeah.
What about Steve?
I never really watched many of the old ones. I used to watch them when I was little, but I don't remember them very much.
I used to be fascinated by Daleks when I was little.
Oh, they were the first thing that ever gave me nightmares. It was the Peter Cushing films of it, and they were scary.
Even I know who a Dalek is, and I've never actually watched the show very much. I might have seen like an episode or two, but even I know who Daleks are. They're like
they're the thing that comes back every single episode.
Only in the new series, we used to go 6-7 years without an appearance. They used to have to appear on Blue Peter and have Dalek appeals to try and get more Dalek episodes.
Why would you want more?
Because they're awesome.
Are you feeling okay?
I just did an impersonation.
It was very, very good. You've turned into Robo Dicky.
Exterminate.
Did that work?
No, now you're really quiet.
You're super quiet.
Oh, come on now. I give up. So, what about favorite British bands?
Oh, that's a toughie.
Oh, One Direction.
Oh, well, oh, One Direction.
Oh, go away.
Oh, man.
I'm joking.
What would I do? What would I do with my life without One Direction? I mean,
so much more.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Niall's pretty hot.
I'd say my favorite British band His porcupine tree.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Stephen Wilson? No? No, you never?
No.
No.
Okay, well, my favorite British band that people have heard of is Queen.
Yeah, I love Queen.
Queen's pretty good.
We also have Radiohead, Depeche Mode.
Well, I like Radiohead.
Say that right?
No one said Depeche Beatles, mode. Yeah.
I don't like the classic. Beatles.
Yeah.
What about Muse? I like Muse.
Muse are awesome.
They never really grew on me. I don't dislike them, but...
Well, yeah, too bad you guys don't really know Porcupine Tree. They're like my second favorite band.
Yeah, but that changes every other week.
No, actually, no, it hasn't changed in years.
Yeah, you do update songs all the time.
Actually, my top five bands have been pretty stagnant for 5-6 years, I think. Give or take.
5-6 days?
5-6 years.
Days. Hours.
Years.
Minutes.
No. Seconds. Decky, what's your new favorite band?
My favorite band is the same as it's been since 2004. Rush.
What about Lady Gaga?
Oh, I forgot. Yes, Lady Gaga was first on my list for a while. I just erased that from existence. From my memory.
Why would you do that? She's awesome.
She's dead to me.
Is it because she wore so much meat and didn't send you it to fry?
Hey, how does this sound new? Well, she's not British. Miley Cyrus? I keep hearing
Miley Cyrus.
Cyrus, that's it.
Oh, Greggles.
Her is twerking. Yeah, she's the latest. Everybody loves her. Or despises
I don't
her.
Watch the X Factor.
Wasn't she on, like, Hannah Montana or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There is one pop star I actually like. Her name is Lord. She has that song Royals. And a few other songs. She's pretty good. She's from New Zealand.
I don't watch the X Factor, but there was a headline the once. Miley Cyrus, not enough twerking.
Miley Cyrus? It's Cyrus.
Did I say Cyprus as
it's
well?
Cyrus.
You said Cyprus.
I blame Greggles.
Miley and Greggles sitting in a tree.
Yeah. I don't know who she is. I only know she's been...
Just said Hannah Banana.
That's the only thing I know about her.
Hannah Banana?
Hannah Banana?
She was in that episode of Family Guy where she was a robot.
They killed Brian, didn't they?
Family Guy. Yeah, they did, yeah. Replaced him with Vinny.
You don't watch it, but you know that.
I said I didn't watch that episode.
Oh, right. Okay.
Why would they do that?
Ratings.
Brian and Stewie had got very repetitive.
They should have offed Meg.
Yeah, but no one would have missed Meg.
Steve, would you miss Meg?
Who's Meg?
There you go, then.
Yeah.
What? Meg? Oh, you're talking about Family Guy?
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I can't stand it.
All right, what are your favorite video games?
Oh, okay. This is where everything, like, goes hectic.
everything goes to shit here.
Should we start with favorite RM games and then move on?
That works. Yeah.
Should I be really controversial and go with Flamortis Avant-Garde?
Ooh, that is Avant-Garde.
Yeah, no, it's not my favorite, but I did like it. Oh, dear, I'm going to get skinned alive. Let's see, there's a Blurred Line, Master of the Wind, Kinetic Cypher. I'm very, very standard. Maybe God of Crawling Eyes. Maybe that's usurped them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and I hear there's this game, The Grumpy Knight. That is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I heard
Isn't
about that.
Your
yeah.
Game?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's all right.
I'll just put that together there. My favorite is Drexus Scar. Is that how you pronounce it? Drexus?
Drexus Scar? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's a really hard RPG. I liked it. You know, it has like, these crazy, like, Japanese anime-inspired monsters. Or the girl, like, has, like, an arm that, like, extends all the time. Yeah, it's probably my most inspirational one I played. In terms of pacing, story, and also how messed up you can get with animations. But yeah, it's cool.
Hmm. Yeah. What about Steve over here?
I like a really, really old game called The Slime Bent on Revenge. It's one of the first ones I ever played. I can't remember where I found it. It's basically a reverse story where you play as the slime that takes over the world. It's quite cool.
Okay,
what about you, Dirkie?
My favorite is, well, it's the classic, A Blurred Line. It's just so well...
Dirkie, have you been through it and checked all the events for comments? Because... Lysander put comments in that spoilt a line's end, like he revealed who Emily's mother was, because you've met her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not do that. Interesting.
You really should. I only found the one, and it was purely by accident, so I was like, what's that event meant to be? So I opened it up, got on the event, and it happened to have a comment about it. It said something like, if you're looking this hard through the game, you deserve a spoiler. and then he gave me it.
Wow. I don't know if Line's End's ever going to come out.
It will never come out.
I've given up hope, but I would still love to just have a plot summary.
Yeah, he should. He's popped up every now and then. He should just spill the beans on it.
Taunting us.
We should make a documentary where we hunt him down and get him to make it.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Let's make it a road trip.
Let's just kickstart it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Maybe
throw him some money.
Kickstart. You will get a Line's End. No Lysanders will be killed until after it is finished. We wouldn't really kill him. We do love him. He brought us so many good games. But please tell us what happens.
I guess my favorite modern RM game? That's tough. Probably Alter Isla Genesis.
Is that really modern? Because it was made in RPG Maker 2003.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. Oh, as in the last 2 years. I haven't really played that many games.
Just advertise your own games sneakily like I did. You're wasting this opportunity.
I am not plugging my own games.
Decky would like you all to go play Final Fantasy XIII, his version.
Oh, yes. It is epic.
Yeah, you should totally, support my game, Cover Your Eyes, where you play as a girl shooting monsters, and I want money, so give me money.
Don't worry, I'm selling out as well.
Oh, cool. Oh,
I forgot about my other favorite game from the modern era of RMing. How about Not a Chance of a Ghost?
Oh, yeah, that game.
Well, while we've been doing the podcast, I've just gone and played that game. They all recommended to me earlier, made by Jomar Center, and I think that has just usurped the lot.
You've been playing that this entire time?
Of course I have, Kaz. Of course.
Steve.
You guess,
I've got two monitors. I slipped her.
How dare you?
So, Kaz, why are you Steve all of a sudden?
Fancy the gender swap. Just thought I'd go for it.
Yeah, they come on the NHS. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. May as well grab it now while I can.
All right, so anything else we should talk
about? We were going to go on to games in general. My favorite game growing up was Dragon Warrior Monsters.
Okay.
Zelda Majora's Mask, Skies of Arcadia, Phantasy Star Online, Guild Wars. I'll stop there. Someone else take over, please? Maybe Steve or Greggles?
Go on, Greggles.
Oh, no. Well, I think my favorite game, this year, I can't think of any game in the last 10 years, I apologize, but if it was the last, let's say, 15, it was probably Final Fantasy IX, because this is, the first RPG I ever played. It was, I think I actually quit for 2 years because I couldn't get past the boss, and when I replayed it again, I just fell in love with RPGs in general. But my game this year is definitely Bioshock Infinity.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus.
That's it, yeah.
Bioshock could have been different with Miley Cyrus.
That would be awful.
She should be the final she should be the final boss.
No, it's just how the storytelling was completely fresh from what came before. I wasn't a fan of the original one, but I think I fell in love with the characters. The time travel twist was nice, and it sort of gave me the impression that it was the ultimate Doctor Who story about the Doctor in it.
Okay. Because I didn't enjoy Bioshock 1.
Yeah.
But is it worth trying it then? Because it's probably going to be in a Steam sale at Christmas.
You should definitely try it. I suggest you would. You should.
Steve? Durkee?
Yeah, Steve, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Steve. I'm quite plain. I like things like Fable, Skyrim, Final Fantasy, the usual. And then I like more sandboxy things like Minecraft and Terraria.
I used to love Fable, but I feel every game gets worse than the previous one.
I didn't think that. I thought Fable 1 was really good. Fable 2 was just... I don't even know what happened. I think
didn't
my character turned into a blue elephant halfway through.
Didn't they have a Kinect game called Fable Legends or something?
Oh, I don't have Kinect.
Journey or something? I can't remember. No, I never played that one.
I only played 1, 2, and 3.
I actually really liked Fable 3.
The only thing I had against it was all the decisions you had later on, they would have been really good if they weren't financial decisions.
That's why you play again.
No,
but
that's
this
why
time,
you cheat and hack your money.
Oh. I just busted.
There were lots of exploits at release, and I sort of had more than enough millions to pay everything.
Well, it's only really capable of... Well, you're only capable of doing that in the second playthrough, I think, because you don't expect it in the first, unless you know what's coming.
In some ways, it is quite realistic, though, that everything comes down to financial decisions.
Well, yeah, I think it was meant to be more of an experience than anything. Mm. Like a realism kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd have to say Minecraft's one of my favorite games, too.
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite, but...
Favorite modern games, like, that are out right now, you know?
Xenoblade?
Yeah, oh, God, don't bring that up.
Oh, no. Abandoned ship.
No, Xenoblade is definitely one of my favorite JRPGs. One of my favorite RPGs in general. But, that, I'd say, Xenogears was really good, too. Super Metroid is probably my favorite game ever.
Oh, I love Super Metroid. It took me from start to finish, and I didn't ever stop playing it. It took me 4 years to complete it, and I played it probably once a week at least.
Wow. Yeah, it's very tricky at points. Like, stuff is so well hidden in that game.
It was basically, I got stuck where I couldn't find the second boss, or no, the first big boss, Braid.
Braid, yeah.
I got stuck there for ages.
Yeah, because you have to fire the super missiles at the wall.
I just never thought to bomb an elevator room. The other thing that used to annoy me is, because on the PAL version of it, Super Metroid, you can actually sequence break without having to do any fancy tricks, like the mock ball. You can get in, get the reserve tank, and if as a child I'd been able to wall jump, I could have got the super missiles and sequence broke back in the 1995, but I couldn't wall jump back then.
Yeah, in all honesty, I find when I play the console version, it's so much harder to wall jump. It's a lot easier on the computer, like on emulator.
Yeah.
With the keyboard.
Even though I don't use keyboard, I use a controller, but it's a lot easier with an Xbox controller than a SNES controller.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say like Super Metroid, obviously Super Mario World, classic Mario games in general. Zelda, classic Zelda, like Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask.
Oh, Majora's Mask is better.
I would say, yeah, I think Majora's Mask is a better game overall, yeah, but Ocarina of Time just broke a lot of new ground, so I'd say they're even, just overall, you know?
Yeah, there's Banjo-Kazooie as well, if we're reliving the classic 64 era. Join in, Steve. You're going to hate me. Bear in mind, I got my Nintendo 64, I think I was about 10 years old, and I traded GoldenEye, which came with the console, for Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh, but I'm wrong.
You're full.
Forgive me, Greggles.
That's alright.
Command and Conquer, always fun to play.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
I played Command and Conquer for the first time yesterday.
The original or one of the sequels?
It was 2D. The computer was super mean to us. You had to build power plants, and then barracks and refineries.
Sounds like it was the original. Was it GDI versus Nod?
Yep.
Yep, and the first mission, yeah, there was a boat.
Oh, we didn't
like,
do missions, I was playing multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
That was the entire reason I was dragged into playing it for the first time.
It had to have been the original then, because you said it was all 2D, right? No ISO.
Yeah, all 2D, and it lagged horrendously whenever there was water.
Yeah, good old Command & Conquer. Mass Effect, always.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love the first one.
Yeah.
I love number two the best.
Yeah,
I really did enjoy, but the ending was a bit...
Yeah.
I
don't
know, I was expecting more. Yeah. I expected more.
Yeah, I didn't like how, you know, you go through this elaborate plot in the first two games, and then all of a sudden the Reapers are like, screw it, we're just going to come to the galaxy anyway.
That's very straightforward.
Knew they were going to arrive,
But there was such an elaborate plot to get them to arrive in the first two games, and then they just kind of throw it all, they make it seem like it was all pointless, you know, and it's kind of, I don't know, I didn't like
I played the multiple player for ages, so... for like a year.
Oh, I think I played the multiplayer twice.
Yeah.
And then got crossed because I didn't get a GIF to play as.
And the third one, I mean, it was decent, but the third one just seemed like the weakest of the three.
Yeah. Once they improved the ending, I'm a bit happier with it. My choice of ending is now the one they added, where the cycle continues.
Oh, the Reaper
set. Oh, yeah, the, what was it? The one where you refuse. Is it the refusal ending? Yeah.
Yeah, and then Liara's time capsule allows the next cycle to beat the Reapers.
So who was your love interest?
Kaida.
Tali.
Mine was Tali, yeah.
I waited two games.
I love Tali. Tali's awesome. Steve?
Well, sorry, I was falling asleep. It's past my bedtime, actually. I should probably go soon.
Oh, okay.
I have to be up in 6 hours, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Talking of Mass Effect, I have some of the Mass Effect toys. I have Legion and Mordin, both whom are guaranteed to die unless you're an absolute evil person.
What is it about Mass Effect that you like? Because I only played a little bit of the first game, and it never really sat right with me.
Oh, I hated it the very first time I played it because of the shooter elements. But once you get to the story bits that kick in, and you're sort of it really does draw you in.
Yeah.
It does have plot holes. Like, if Siren was a Spectre, he would have had access to what he needed to open the Mass Effect relay anyway. There was no need for him to go all that way around to gain access to the Citadel. He could just walk anywhere he wants on it. He's a Spectre.
I think the third-person shooter element of it, I really didn't like it. That's why I stopped playing it.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, unless you pick Soldier, your guns are rubbish. But actually, that's a lie. I picked Biotic and then Engineer, so my guns were always rubbish.
I can't remember what I picked here so long ago.
I always go Soldier in those games. I like the action elements. Not really a big fan of skills.
I always picked Vanguard.
I tried quite a few classes. I tried out the half-soldier, half-tech, the infiltrator, because he could cloak in the later games. That was quite cool. And the... is Vanguard the one that's biotic slash engineer?
No, it's one where you can, like, zoom forward.
Oh, that's the biotic soldier.
Yeah,
I didn't try that one. I tried biotic engineer, the hybrid of those two, and the infiltrator. Because it lets you change class on some of the new games.
Who is Biotic Engineer? I can't remember what the class name is.
No, I can't. It's bothering me now. I'll look it up.
I don't think there was one, was there?
I'm pretty sure there was.
Kaiden was it. But I can't remember the class name.
Could that have been the Infiltrator?
No, that was Soldier slash Tech. Because you cloaked and would use snipers.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Nearly there. Don't worry. Classes. Here we are. It was the Sentinel.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with that whole series. I mean, it was a really rich universe they created.
Yeah, I mean, they have started releasing tiddly little bits about Mass Effect 4, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. More planet exploration or something. The Return of the Mako.
Oh, God. It's awful.
Yeah, better be done right.
Can they bring Legion back to life? He was my favorite character.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I think that pretty much wraps up the podcast.
Do you mean the final section is no longer 7 minutes long?
It's 32 minutes long now.
Oh, great.
That's more acceptable.
Yeah, especially once we trim it down. They'll all probably be about 20 minutes once we edit everything down.
That's fine. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Becky.
Thank you for
judging. If we ever judge again, I'm having it written in the contract that we do not have to play 30 games.
Yeah, I'm available whenever you want me to judge.
Okay, great.
I'm only available if I don't want to win.
I should be okay to judge again, so long as there's no 30 games or people insisting you have it done within a month.
Hey. I was kind enough. I didn't keep bugging you.
We haven't
you.
Talked about that
didn't
in the comments.
We didn't bully you over it. We just said, like, look, mate, you know, we finished.
Me and Greggles finished within, was it five days?
It was five
you finished.
Days.
You started playing the games before they were even meant to be in.
Yeah, well, I don't see why I should use my
initiative. We benefited from it.
Yeah, you got my Let's Plays to cheat with.
True. I guess I can't say anything.
All right. I think this is us saying goodbye.
Yes.